This is Greg Tingle reporting for MediaMan Australia. We're speaking to the world famous Dr. Mike Leno. Welcome to the program, Mike.
I should let your audience know I've been shooting wrestling around the world as well as boxing and mixed martial arts since 1966. I just got done filming a small documentary on Tonya Harding as she scammed the United States once again. She did all these press conferences, sparring, weigh-ins for a huge big boxing fight underneath Hector Camacho Jr. And then at the 11th hour, the last minute, she pulled out of the thing and screwed the promoter out of like $15,000 and didn't even box.
Sounds like a smart book.
I was just telling you, I've got fond memories of Australia having shot there in 72, 73, as well as New Zealand, and you guys had some awesome talent in the 70s.
Yes, and what's particularly relevant for our audience right now is we've called you up to talk wrestling documentaries, and you're working on a couple, and we're talking the greats of the history of professional wrestling, and many of these guys have actually performed on Australian soil.
Unfortunately, Bruno Sammartino, who's an old friend since 68, got me hired by his agents, and we filmed the principal footage for 8 documentaries of the Bruno Sammartino Legends series. 3 of them I've completed, 2 I've got mostly post-produced, but one of them is called World Travelers, where I sit down, and not only do I have to direct these things, but I have to host all of them. I sit down with Bruno Sammartino, Pedro Morales, Dominic Danucci, Ivan Koloff, and another name that escapes me, who all competed in Australia, and they talk about wrestling in Australia and Japan as a huge deal for them, how much they loved it. Killer Kowalski and Pepper Gomez as well, who they said they made nothing but money in Australia, and they really loved it. They loved the food. In fact, Bruno and Dominic, see, to this day, they seek out Australian wine. Dominic Danucci lived there for quite a long time. I think he was there a good year and a half, like Killer Carl Cox.
That's right, and I'd say some of those guys, but particularly their opponents, are responsible for a number of magnificent riots over the years as well. They literally tore the city up, Mike.
Well, the guys I saw that really caused riots there, if they were wrestling the great Mario Milano or Spiro Arian or Marky Lewin, would be Abdullah the Butcher, King Curtis, Killer Carl Cox, Big Bad John, the late Big Bad John.
Yep.
And if any of your audience remembers how he died, I think Big Bad John was murdered either in Florida or Australia. But you guys had a humongous amount of talent. I don't know if I'd want to credit Jim Barnett with that, but Jim Barnett was the promoter of record with, Johnny Doyle and different guys.
Yeah, well,
the
Australian wrestling circuit was already healthy. Like, it was going well. Ronnie Miller, Steve Crusher Rackman, and Larry O'Day. But Jim Barnett brought the Yanks in, and it put the thing to the moon. And people would rather go to the wrestling matches on a midday, on a Sunday, than go to the beach. And this thing was drawing massive numbers on television as well.
Yeah, I'll never figure out how or why, but I guess it was between Lewin, who was booking, I believe, and for Jim Barnett, but it all came crashing down in the mid-70s, and then, it was difficult, but I certainly, I think Australia wrestling history is second to none, and, far cry from the product you see today. The stuff in the old days was fabulous, and, not that we don't all cover the stuff of today, the Chris Benoit's and whatnot, but... Australia deserves not only lots of wrestling promotions, and I'm not sure. I've heard a lot of stories. Different promoters have come there. They say going from Melbourne to Sydney to this and that, it's a difficult territory because your country is so large and you can't really drive.
You can, mate. It's a long trip from Sydney to Brisbane, I can tell you, and I did it in about 11 hours non-stop, and you're bloody tired by the time you get there.
Well, I would love nothing better than to someday to come back because I think the most gorgeous women on the planet are in Australia. New Zealand conquered the world at the Academy Awards, so people are now, who were sadly not cognizant in New Zealand, they certainly are now because of Lord of the Rings.
That reminds me, we might have to get Pat O'Connor. Is Pat still alive, Pat O'Connor?
Sadly, Pat O'Connor died, at least 10 years ago because when I did... the St. Louis Sam Muchnick reunion in 93. We had his whole family there, his widow Julie, but of course the great Pat O'Connor, NWA World Champion, who beat Cowboy Dick Hutton and for the title, then lost it to Buddy Rogers.
Right. But there's probably a few people still hanging around New Zealand we could bring in on this as well, because they had some great talent performing in Australia and vice versa.
Oh, yes. Tremendous talent. In fact, I forget where Sue Simpson, who lives in L.A., I see her all the time, and I'm going to see her in 2 weeks at Cauliflower Alley. Big, huge reunion. I think Steve Ricard is still on the board of directors with me for Cauliflower Alley, but Sue Simpson, at least was claiming that she was born and raised, competed and trained in wrestling in Australia.
She was, mate. It was Perth. I interviewed her about 3 months ago. So say hi to Sue for me and get her to say hi to all the fellows up there.
Yeah, well, Sue still looks good, and she's trained a lot of good people. But the last person I referred her that she trained for pro wrestling was Jasmine St. Clair, of all people.
Huh, what do you know? Did it in the extreme?
Jasmine St. Clair, here's a scoop for you. She just had her appendix burst. She's been hospitalized. They had to postpone her 3PW Philadelphia show that she co-promotes with her fiancé, the Blue Meanie.
Well, wow, that's...
So a lot of...
That's what are those terms?
But again, Australia, I think, deserves better than the little tours with Jeff Jarrett and the stuff going on. And I know when WWE has come in, they've done extremely well. And I think they just came into Australia because they saw...
Money. They saw money and bums on seats. They saw a market that were wanting them as opposed to repelling them. They knew they were going to sell out or close to it. That's why.
I think Australian fans are always hungry for good quality wrestlers. I think Australian fans probably, the Chris Benoit, the Eddie Guerrero's, the Rey Mysterio Jr.'s, and the Kurt Angle's, that's because Australian fans know good wrestling. They're educated, like Japan fans in my mind. They're very knowledgeable on pro wrestling.
Absolutely, and we also love our documentaries, so let's start collaborating on that. You've got about 3 documentaries or so in the works with guys like the living legend himself, Bruno Sammartino, and we're doing something here. So let's get a few tapes going back and forth, get some reviews, and let's look at getting a couple of big sponsors on board, ideally an airline, and let's get you, Bruno, and who knows, Johnny Valiant, anyone else, let's get them over here and let's do the talk show circuit and let's have some fun and make some money.
Well, all I'm going to do is come over and see the pretty women of Australia.
Well, I can organize that as well.
That's true. Australian women are the best-looking women on the planet.
Oh, they're hot. Go Bondi, Maroubra, Coogee. It's all happening, mate. All right, well, that was Dr. Mike Leno, director in the U.S. Mike, we look forward to being in touch with you very shortly. Let's drop each other an email. Now,
I'm going to throw out my email. It's WREALANO@AOL.com. And, of course, the great Tingle, the voice of Australia.
Absolutely. So let's get a few emails, greg@mediaman.com.au, and we'll be in touch in the near future with the view to seeing some of these great wrestlers and maybe even Dr. Mike coming once again to the great land of Australia. We're going to set the wrestling scene on fire once again. Good to talk to you, Mike.
All right. Thank you, mate.
Thank you. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Bye.